Dana Holt, D-A-N-A-H-A-L-T. Dana is a 50-year-old black woman married for 22 years. She works for Aetna on the Medicare side, managing insurance and benefits. Period. In the paragraph, she comes into the complaining of left upper quadrant pain. Patient recently was in the emergency room where she had a CT of her abdomen. Blood work done. They were all within normal limits. The CT was totally negative. She also has had an EGD and colonoscopy, which was negative as well. Period. In the paragraph, she was told she might have a cyst in her kidney, but and there is a left renal hypodense cyst, which is present with no measurements. It's less than a centimeter. Period. Patient's blood work was within normal limits in the emergency room. Once again, EGD negative, colonoscopy negative. Patient's pain comes and goes. She's recently been treated for a urinary tract infection. The pain is on the left side, associated with gas pain. No nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis. Her weight's down because of gastric sleeve that was placed a few years ago. And yes, patient is on V12. The good news is when she takes her Bentyl, the pain gets better, period. Other medication, let's make a list for her, includes amlodipine, 5 milligram a day, Linzess, 290 a day, omeprazole, 40 milligram a day, estradiol patch per OB-GYN, Ambien, 12.5 milligram a day, B12, one shot monthly, 1,000 mcg, Bentyl, 20 milligram PRN, carafate a gram as needed. Medical problems includes hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, chronic abdominal pain, renal cysts, surgery, hysterectomy, hernia surgery, coronary artery bypass grafts, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married, 22 years, has one child, works for Aetna, as I said, chart review, blood work within normal limits, recent CT scan was negative, except for renal cyst. Mammogram up to date. Colonoscopy is up to date. Liver, family history. Mom's alive with renal failure, coronary artery disease, and CHF. Dad, she doesn't know much about her father. Allergy none. Patient's alert, awake, and no distress. 243 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 16, 74, 131 over 89. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft, next to the skin shows no rash, or a mucosa with amnesia, logical, non-focal. Number one, status post-gastric bypass surgery. Number two, on B12. Number three, weight stable at 243. Number four, recent UTI. Number five, on macrobid per Dr. Pyatt. As of 8/6/2025. Number seven, vitamin D was low previously. She's back on vitamin D now. Next, number A1C was 5.1. Next number is B12 was 293. It's being supplemented because she has had gastric bypass surgery. Next number, EGD negative. Next number, colonoscopy negative. Next number, CT negative. Next number of the abdomen. Next number, ultrasound today shows no other issues or problems with her abdomen. Next number, I recommended using the Bentyl 20 milligram 3 times a day regularly because it does help the pain. Next number, keep a diary. Next number, we'll see what's causing the pain, what can make it worse, what can make it better. Next number, she'll bring the diary and see me in 2 weeks. Next number, did we draw blood on her? Holt, Dana. Next number, we didn't do any blood tests. We get, she does have a PCP. She said she's had blood work at the office and has had blood work in the emergency room. Next number, she's on estradiol patch per her OB-GYN. Next number, she's on EGD and colonoscopy is up to date as well. Next number, finish the macrodatin and we'll check her urine in 2 weeks when she returns. Next number, I discussed the findings with the patient at length, went over her ultrasound results before leaving. Thank you.